Hello, I'm Odong Daniela and you're listening to Honey with a Knife. Welcome back to the show. Here on Honey with a Knife, we focus on words in form of quotes, statements, or anything else for that matter, as long as these words are words that we've taken for granted and failed to see as anything else more than mere syllables or perhaps scribbles on pieces of paper. Now, I've been getting a lot of questions lately, generally about the concept or the niche of my podcast, and I'm so happy to say that I will be putting out a bonus episode soon discussing just that. But for this particular episode, however, I've got a lot to talk to you about. Before we get started, allow me to credit this episode idea to my friend Martha Agaba. Martha suggested that I do an episode on Cesare Pavese. Now, I personally did not know all that much about Cesare. I had heard about him, but it was very minimal. And so when Martha suggested it, I think I found the challenge somewhat appealing in a very sick kind of way. I thought it was lovely. And so I looked into him, and trust me, it was worth the time well spent. So finally, thanks to Martha, here is an episode on Cesare Pavese. In this episode, I'll be discussing one of Cesare's most famous quotes that supposedly gained popularity from the book All the Bright Places. I quote, "We do not remember days, we remember moments," I unquote. Now, since I originally knew close to nothing about Cesare Pavese, I spoke to Martha and she told me how exactly she first heard of Cesare and more so what got her into reading his works. Here she is now.
I have read so many books, fallen in love with so many writers and authors and novelists, but I must say that Cesare Pavese, he definitely stands out. I first heard of him in All the Bright Places, a book by Jennifer Niven, who is also an amazing author. And in this book, a character uses one of Pavese's quotes to be his last words before dying by his own hand. At that moment, I was bothered by the lack of originality by the character. Why not choose your own words, right? That is until I realized how beautiful Cesare's words were, how beautiful his works were. And once I dived headfirst into the poems and the novels, I realized that this man, he was one in a million. He was a rare species, a rare breed.
The whole concept of discovering an author through another author still stuns me. But yes, Cesare's quote did appear in the very highly acclaimed book, Jennifer Niven's All the Bright Places. Now, this quote isn't complex at all. It's actually rather simple. All the elements of this quote point towards nostalgia, if you really think about it. We do not remember days, we remember moments. Now, nostalgia is often defined as that burning desire to go back to the past, that wish to live the life that we once had. It's wanting those experiences, those places, and even our very selves to simply return to how they used to be. And yes, now I know that sounds calmingly beautiful and freeing all at the same time, but believe me when I say there is a downside to nostalgia too. Fun fact about it, nostalgia was actually classified as a mental disorder by Johannes Hofer, who coined the term nostalgia itself. And it actually wasn't until a lunch in 1999 in Southampton, England, that Konstantin Sidikidis decided to look deeper into nostalgia. And it's from Konstantin's research that people developed a more, should I say, rosy perspective of nostalgia, and people started thinking about it as a beautiful emotion. Now, this week I took time to read a couple of Cesare's works, and I realized that he was a lot like me. Cesare, just like me, was always clinging onto the negative side of nostalgia. Last night, as I read his book, A Beautiful Summer, which I absolutely 100% recommend, by the way, I realized that there was simply no way that nostalgia could be all yellow and no blue. Nostalgia is a bittersweet emotion. We do not remember days, we remember moments. What does nostalgia deeply have to do with this quote? That's exactly what I needed to know from Martha too.
Nostalgia is a beautiful feeling. It makes you want to bask in it, even if that particular time period was terrible. But if that one moment was bliss, then I want it over and over and over again. We don't remember the storms, we remember dancing in the rain. We don't remember the cold and the allergies, we remember the smiles and the joy. So maybe things were not actually rosy, but if there is that one beautiful moment, we will hold on to it and never let it go no matter what. So yes, we don't remember days, we remember those moments. It just makes sense.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That longing to return to the past, nostalgia, it's simply something that we cling on to calm our anxiety about our existence. People are often asking themselves, it's actually a question that I think has plagued humanity for millennia. People are constantly asking themselves, who am I? And I think I may be wrong, but I think it is a really, really stupid question because honestly, you will never know who you are. In fact, scientifically, every 5 years, every single atom in your body will have been replaced by a different atom. Your thoughts will have changed. Your opinions will have changed. Probably the place that you work or the school that you go to will have changed. The people you hang out with will have changed. So is there really a definitive answer to the question, who am I? I highly doubt it. Now, I think nostalgia creates this sort of soulless for people to hold on to because nostalgia gives us a romanticized version of life. When we look at our memories, we filter out all the bad things, all the weird things, and we look at this small part of the picture, and it's those beautiful memories that we use to define ourselves. Probably because we all want to be close to perfect in some way, not perfect, but we all want to have solace in the fact that we are good human beings. And so nostalgia provides us with that opportunity by romanticizing the past, even though it was not as good as it really seems at the moment. So like Césaire and now Martha said, we remember the partial moments without thinking of the bigger picture. If you really think about it, it's like buying a piece of expensive jewelry without looking at the price tag, or it's like booking a trip to Reunion Island without booking a hotel to stay in that night, you know? It's quite weird, and nostalgia is simply not looking at the bigger picture. If you step further away, you'd see that your memories were clearly just filtering out all the moments that were quite sad, that made you quite angry, that were bad. Now, don't get me wrong, I can't possibly claim to know what exactly Césaire was thinking when he penned this quote, because even though he was an accomplished author and he was a storyteller, he was a pretty messed up guy, to put it plainly. And I will say that Césaire was a nihilist. So nihilism comes from two Latin words, nihil, and nihil means nothing, and then ism, which means ideology. So nihilism is the ideology of nothing. If you're nihilistic, it simply means that you choose not to believe in anything, so you don't believe in anything. Now, I know what you're thinking. Slow down. Daniela, how can anyone possibly believe in nothing? How can anyone just wake up one day and decide, I don't believe in anything? Well, I think you should probably address that question to our resident nihilist, Césaire. But to explain it even simpler, remember that good old cup metaphor that we used to hear? Pessimists see the glass half empty, optimists see the glass half full. Well, nihilists say throw the entire cup away because it really doesn't matter if that cup is full or empty, good or bad. It's irrelevant because we are all going to die anyway, just like Aperture says. So if you do remember something about our Italian novelist Césaire Pavese, remember that. Since the chances of him being an intellectual are almost as high as those of him being entirely crazy, feel free to interpret the quote in either way. We do not remember days, we remember moments, and that's the beauty of our memory. Or you could take it as we do not remember days, we remember moments, and that's why we waste our lives wishing to go back to a past that wasn't even all that amazing anyways. So, if you made it this far, thanks to you. Thanks again to my dear friend Martha, to Miss Jennifer Neven for including Cesare's quote in her book, and to our resident nihilist, Italian novelist, translator extraordinaire, film creator, storyteller, and anything else I might have missed out in my Wikipedia research, Mr. Cesare Pavese. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Honey with a Knife. Keep your eyes out for that newsletter and be sure to join me on the next episode where I'll be looking at a great scientist who fell in love with a pigeon, Mr. Nikola Tesla. I'm Odong Danila and this has been Honey with a Knife.